Hello and welcome to this week's episode of Dance Monkey Dance. I'm Chris.
I'm John.
How you doing, John?
Oh, I'm doing great. I'm enjoying Florida fall right now.
Still?
It's 60 in the morning and 90 by lunch.
Oh. Yeah.
Good times. Good times. But, you know, at least it doesn't snow.
Sure. Just get hit with hurricanes.
Yeah. At some point, my luck will run out. What's new with you?
I keep saying the same thing. Every time, like, we have not been hit by, a big hurricane in quite a while. And mm-hmm. I keep being like, this is going to be the year. This is going to be it. So I keep waiting, too. Because it's only a matter of time, right?
Yeah. Well,
so other than that, I mean, you know, shit's the same here. The
have you cashed?
No, not yet. I know what you're about to say.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to try. So there was all these reports online about like 4-hour waits for early voting.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to give it a couple of days and give it a shot to see if it calms down a bit. Otherwise, I've told work that like on election day that I'm going to go in early, and I will be at work whenever I get there.
Okay.
Have you voted?
I did. I just did today.
Oh, did you? They're open on Sundays?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Lucky you.
Yeah, but I get my ballot in the mail anyway, so I just drive to one of the open voting places and drop it off.
So you didn't have to like wait in line?
No.
Oh, nice.
No, and it was packed, which I guess is a good sign.
Or is it?
Yeah, you know.
It could go either way. Although I still maintain that the polls are wrong. I don't think it's as close as it is as they're saying. I think that's for television.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to be that close because women are still very pissed off about all the shit. And I think,
yeah, but some of them are stupid.
Well, but I don't know. What if it's a bunch of women that live with guys that are MAGA who, you know, answer the phone and they're like, yes, I'm voting for Trump, but they really go in there and they vote for Harris. You know, I just think a lot of that's going on.
Well, we can only hope.
Yeah.
We can only hope because it's pretty damn scary.
Yeah. But I did see, if you want to move to Ireland,
yes,
there is a place that will pay you $92,000 to buy a fixer-upper house.
Yeah.
And you can live on an island in off of Ireland.
Yes, I have seen that one.
Yeah.
I have seen that one. But then I saw what was the name of it? The Colin Farrell and Mad-Eye Moody.
Oh.
Damn.
Oh.
Was it The Irishman? No.
In
that
Bruges?
Was the gangster thing.
In Bruges?
No.
The Lobster?
Man, I can't remember it. I really liked it. Banshees of Inisherin.
Oh, okay.
And just looking at those types of homes.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, that would take an awful lot of work to make it American compatible.
But if you're already like, you know, making 92 grand off the move.
Right.
It might not be that bad.
Might not. Open a little pub.
Yeah.
Sell an imported American beer.
Get your island business going.
There you go.
Be perfect for that.
Well, that's definitely an option. Sorry, wasn't fast enough on the mute button. It's around here somewhere. We can edit that out.
Yeah, sure. I don't edit anything.
Yeah. Great.
You live and die by your words, pal. Sorry.
Oh, well.
So, yeah, it should be an interesting couple of weeks here. I mean, but I will say, 4 years ago, during the 2020 election, there were a ton of Trump signs around the neighborhood.
Yeah.
And there's one house that has a Trump flag out front, and that's it. So, I don't know. Gives me a little hope, but I don't think they're going to flip South Carolina. I mean, I would be shocked if that happened.
Bad. Is Lady Graham up for re-election?
No.
Damn.
Yeah, I know. Can't wait for that.
Because now that he's been speaking out, you know, his days are numbered. He'll be in one of those camps with the illegal immigrants.
So I'm confused. Are we all going in camps, or are we going? Are they just deporting us? Because I don't understand.
Or I think the camps are for his enemies. I think they're for his enemies.
Oh, are we considered his enemy?
I don't know.
No.
He doesn't know who we are.
You don't think he's going to scour the internet for anti-Trump shit?
It's not like he's blocked us on Twitter like some people we know.
Well, that's true.
Yeah, he doesn't know who the hell we are. He's got bigger fish to fry. He's got bigger asses to kiss. I'm going to go after these podcasters.
Well,
bigly.
You never know, man.
Yeah, I suppose.
You know, put all your money in an offshore account if he wins, just in case.
Yeah. Convert it to gold.
Do something with it.
Yeah.
Don't want it to be sitting around here.
Well, you know the banks are going down the toilet.
Exactly.
Oh, good times. Yeah. What do we have left? 10 days? 9 days?
Something like that. It's not very long.
Oh, dear God.
It'll be fine.
Let's hope it's... stranger things have happened. When you have foreign powers who are working against you and infiltrating your government.
Yeah. Well.
But at least Diddy's in jail. You know, because that he's a he is a danger, but in a different way.
But you do understand that Trump's been to the Diddy party, so he will get let out as soon as Trump gets elected.
Unless we get some really good video in the next 8 days.
So,
or really good evidence that says, yeah, you know what? We can have a warrant now.
So did you hear the, not to get too political, because I know people are fucking tired of it, but did you see the thing where there was a report that said that there was something so heinous that if it came out, it would end Trump's career and nobody would talk about it?
What could be more heinous than has already been reported?
So what the current thinking online is it's proof that he faked his assassination attempt that left two people dead?
And
he should be locked away for manslaughter. At least.
But he provoked violence that left police officers dead.
I know.
And nothing has happened.
I know.
Why would they care about two civilians?
Well, true.
As horrible as that sounds. But, I mean, I don't know. Here's hoping. Here's hoping. I've seen no signs in my immediate neighborhood other than for Proposition 3.
Which is that?
Which is to allow casual use of marijuana.
Oh.
Sure, why not? And then we tell people that it cures COVID, like Invectimin.
There you go.
And all that money will go to the schools, or so they say.
That's funny.
Yeah, but, you know, that's where we are.
People will vote against their best interests, except when it comes to weed.
Exactly. And it's a hot topic.
I'm sure it is.
I mean, the Republicans and the state are running an anti campaign against the measure.
Of course.
And it's telling you things like, you know, just because you can smoke marijuana doesn't mean you can grow your own, because we wrote this and we made sure that we're the only people who can grow it and sell it. I say, well, that's not quite right. So I did my homework.
There you go. Jesus.
And then the other one is number four, which is going back to the old abortion laws.
Right.
Where it's like you can have abortion up until the fetus is viable.
Right.
As opposed to 6 weeks when most people don't even know they're pregnant.
Yeah.
So, you know, see how that goes. So all those women get off their asses and go vote.
I gotta think they will.
Because if you don't vote, you can't complain.
Nope.
And don't give away your vote to some third party write-in piece of shit.
Right. Exactly.
You know, you've got two choices, the right one and the wrong one. Choose your fate.
It's a choice between fascism and democracy.
Mm-hmm.
It truly is. And the fact, what blows my mind is the boomer generation will stand up and be counted with the very evil that their fathers and grandfathers went to war against. And they're fine with it. And it's like, what the fuck, man? What was that sacrifice? What was the greatest generation fucking doing?
Well, you know, Chris, I don't want the government in my business, you know?
Yeah.
But the government is in your business.
Exactly. Exactly. They're taking your rights away.
Yeah. You know, people are just too... Either they're incredibly racist and bigoted and they just want to keep certain people down, or they're just really fucking stupid.
I think it's a little bit of column A and a little bit of column B.
I mean, I see these old fuckers, like 80 plus, in their Cadillacs with Trump stickers and wearing Obama was wrong buttons and all this stuff. And it's like, really? You really think you'll be better off? Because
yeah.
I hate to tell you, but you're probably on Social Security right now, and that's going to go away in the first 6 months.
Yep.
So choose wisely, my friends.
Yep.
No more government handouts, damn it.
But we can't elect a black woman that never worked at McDonald's.
Yeah, complaining that she faked her employment at McDonald's by going and faking his employment at McDonald's.
Yeah, and then McDonald's had an E. coli outbreak.
People think that it was... Right? But people think that that was so great that he did that. Oh my God, these people make $2 an hour. He's so wonderful.
Yeah.
They got to meet him and make French fries.
Yep. Yeah, it's a fucked up world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, enough of that.
All right.
moving on. So what are you watching this week? I found some new stuff.
Did you? I watched the typical stuff. Yeah. I watched Agatha.
Okay.
I thought that this was a pretty decent episode. I thought that the weaving of Patti LuPone's story within the rest of the episodes was done extremely well. It took her from like this crazy witch that didn't know what was going on to like the smartest one in the room.
Right.
I got a kick out of Billy dressed as
Maleficent. What's her name?
As Maleficent.
Yep.
You know, and the other one dressed as the Wicked Queen, as the old lady, and then you know you have the obvious Wizard of Oz references.
Yep.
And Agatha being like, "Oh, this she was based on me."
Right. Right.
You know, I thought it was very clever, and I thought it was very good. I liked it a lot.
I really liked the episode. I really liked the effects in the episode.
Yeah.
Also makes me wonder that if you die on the road, do you just go back to where you started?
Well, so I don't know, because there was very much an idea with especially her character that time isn't linear and she can feed into that, and wondering whether or not, and we talked about it before, whether or not, like, you know, if Miss Hart is going to wind up back in Westview after her quote unquote death or whatever. But definitely her idea was that, like, it's not linear and she's going back and forth to her mother to kind of work out what's going on. And like her consciousness is almost like dipping in and out of time as to where the other witches don't seem to be able to do that. So I wonder if that's like her coven, like their like power. Although apparently her coven died of fever that she saw coming. So.
Right.
I don't know. I mean, they're really interesting characters for like a Marvel TV show. Like way more interesting than I thought they were going to be. Because it just seemed like they were going to be cannon fodder for Agatha, and that doesn't seem to be the case. They all seem to have their own backgrounds and stories, and it's nice that they're actually exploring those instead of just like, oh, we'll get to these guys next season. Well, no.
Yeah, they're not secondary characters.
No.
They actually are there for a reason.
They're just as important as Agatha in many respects. And now that we know that Rio is actually like death.
You know, and that's the whole thing, that like there's all this speculation early on and so much of it is like right on the money.
Right.
Like Billy is Wiccan. No, that could never be.
Right.
Rio is death. No.
I wonder whether or not we're actually going to get Mephisto by the end of this.
I don't know.
He's been
Mephisto
name-dropped.
Would be a pretty good. He has, and it would be pretty cool to add him into the multiverse.
Yeah.
So yeah, we get two episodes.
Yep.
Coming to an end.
Yep. Wednesday. There'll be two episodes and that'll be it.
Yeah, this is it. The end. And then we wait for the next one.
Yeah, and who knows? I don't know what the next TV show is for Marvel.
Isn't it Daredevil in the spring?
I guess it is.
Or is there one before that?
I guess it, because Thunderbolts was originally supposed to be a TV show.
Right.
And they opted to do that as a movie, so I don't know. I guess it's Daredevil. Well, that sucks. But I guess we're coming up on Skeleton Crew for Star Wars, which I don't
know. Is
that
before Christmas?
Interest I have, yeah.
Yeah, I don't either. It looks like that stupid what's the preschool animated series with the younglings? That's what it feels like.
Yeah.
Or it feels like the old movie Explorers. Remember Explorers with River Phoenix?
Oh, I love that movie.
I did too.
I always wanted a Thunder Road. The spaceship that they go flying around in.
Yeah. Well, hopefully there'll be something decent over the next few months. I guess Agatha is the Marvel Halloween offering this year.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, they really couldn't go back and do, like, a third version of Werewolf at Night. We did it in full color. We did it in black and white.
Yeah.
Now we're going to do it in sepia tone.
I wouldn't put it past them.
Yeah. Well, here's hoping. Yeah. What did you think of Only Murders this week?
I know I keep saying this, and I know I sound like a broken record, but best show on television.
Mm-hmm.
I really, really enjoy it. I'm trying to think. Trying to think of what was in this one particularly.
This was Ron Howard.
Yes. Okay. So this was the Ron Howard one. Yeah. I was not expecting, like, so there's a fake out of
yes
a guy sitting in the dark with mm-hmm. what sounds like a voice actor doing Ron Howard, and right. I really loved the scene when he walks into the diner and he does the thing that
yes
that Martin Short does with the eating uh-huh. the soup thing. I thought
Lapping
that was
up the,
yeah.
yeah
I thought that was funny uh-huh. as hell. And I guess they just can get anybody they want now. I guess it's just like, hey, we're in the fourth season of this and we want you to show up. And they're all like, yeah, sure, why not?
Well, I mean, come on, they got Meryl Streep.
I know.
You know, once you get that, the rest are easy.
And but we did find out in this one who potentially the killer is.
Mm-hmm.
With the Asian writer guy who's wearing right. a disguise that was very cleverly, like, they convinced us that he just felt like he needed to emulate a famous writer.
Right.
And that wasn't really the case. He's trying to hide his identity, which I thought was very clever.
Mm-hmm.
I'd love to sit in the writer's room for this as they break the season. Just to see how they do it.
Right.
Because I've got to imagine they work backwards. Who's the killer? How do we get there?
Right.
You know, and whether...
What are the twists?
Yeah, what are the twists? And whether or not, like, you know, you've got something like... as they're breaking it, they're like, famous director here. And then they reach out to a bunch of people and see who will actually do it. And that's the director
right,
that ends
right.
up being, you know, Ron Howard.
Right.
But yeah, I love that show. I think that's it's the best show on television, hands down.
Do you think Paul Rudd is dead again, or do you think he'll come back as a third relative?
I think he comes
female
back
this
again.
Time. Comes back as his sister.
There you go. But with a beard.
Yes. A sister who's transitioning. But they never tell you which way.
There you go.
Yeah, I thought it was a great episode. I'm still surprised that the Hollywood actors are still in this. I was really expecting them to be, you know, a one-off joke and that was it. And they're just there.
Yeah, and I guess the fake movie, well, the movie in the TV show is filming at the Aconia. Is that the idea?
I think so.
And, like, the production has kind of moved into the building?
Mm-hmm.
Because they keep showing up everywhere. Like, the Asian guy who we think now is the killer showed up outside of Mabel's apartment. So,
right.
like, are they all there? Do they all know where they all live? I guess so.
Right.
I don't know. It's a little weird.
Yeah. It's still very good.
Yeah.
Still very cool.
Did you watch The Penguin this week?
I did.
Yeah.
I did. When I first saw Taj in the chair at the tattoo artist, I thought, oh, he's going to become Mr. Zazz. So I wonder if that is going to happen. It would make sense.
Yeah.
Because he's part of that underworld.
Yeah.
Part of the Batman mystique.
Right.
Everything about it is just so good.
Yeah, they really have knocked this out of the park.
Mm-hmm.
And when you look at other DC properties that are out right now, like Joker 2, it really boggles my mind that, like, it's basically made by the same company. Like, the same company is mm-hmm. looking at these two things and going, like, oh, yeah, they're good enough to put out. And one is
right.
is amazing, and the other one sucks balls. And you're like, what the hell, man?
Right. You got to get the good people involved.
Yeah.
You got to do it right. You know, don't go with somebody who's got a big name just because you think it's going to sell tickets, because you're going to fall on your face.
Yeah.
Aquaman. I mean, the DC has had such great opportunities with these characters, and they keep screwing it up.
Yep. Yeah, there's very every once in a while they will hit on something that works.
Right.
And, you know, that's great, but like their track record is absolute shit for almost everything that they do.
Mm-hmm.
So I really don't understand.
I don't know if they've got too many guardrails put on them, or if the studio is just that resistant to different ideas, aside, you know, outside of what they think it should be.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, this has just been great. Just been great. And it's exactly what it needs to be. It's like, this is pretty much, you know, Batman's not really on the scene that much.
Right.
So this is all about, you know, that underworld that Batman inherits, and how it grew, how it got out of control, where things, you know, kind of went off the rails. It's like, you know, Penguin's not really Penguin yet. He's, you know, he's Oz.
Right.
And it takes whatever that impetus of Batman is injected into it that makes them all go off the edge.
So not to throw a monkey wrench in your Zazz theory, but doesn't
yes.
Taj burn alive in this episode?
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Well, or
him and
did
his mother?
He? Or did he?
Well, maybe.
I don't know. It was just something I was throwing out there.
And he comes back all scarred and charred and stuff.
Yeah, it becomes Deadpool. We have the ultimate crossover.
There you go. But I mean, I like the fact that you know, you see Oz coming around to, I would assume that by the end of this group of episodes, he is
the crime boss.
Well, no, but he's embracing the term Penguin.
Right.
Because they've shown him being called Penguin and him not liking it.
Right.
And so I've got to imagine that this is like, he's now has his underground lair. He's now like putting his crew together and the action together. And so by the end of this, somebody's going to call him Oz and he's going to be like, no, it's Penguin. And then like, you know, credits. And so when they do Batman 2 and it comes back around, because they've already talked about bringing everybody back for Batman 2.
Right.
And so hopefully they'll talk Colin Farrell into getting back in the fat suit for this.
Do you think it would take much?
Well, I don't know, because he talked a lot about how this role affected him more than he thought it would.
Yeah.
And how, like, he was having to watch Pixar movies to kind of get out of the head of Oz. And shit like that. And so I would assume that, like, first of all, he deserves, I guess it would be an Emmy since it's on Max. He deserves an Emmy for this. They deserve an Emmy for the makeup. They deserve an Emmy for cinematography. Like, mm-hmm. Penguin should clean up for a bunch of those categories. I think if he gets the recognition that he deserves, I think it'd be easier for them to talk about bringing him back. But I don't know. The stuff that I've seen where, like, he talks about how this really fucked him up, like, and it's almost shades of Heath Ledger. It's almost shades of, like,
yeah,
he dumped himself so far in the role that, like, he really doesn't know how to, like, handle it.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, Heath didn't have an outlet where Colin does. I mean, Colin has a special needs son that he's, like,
right,
very attached to. So at least, I don't think he's going to, like, off himself accidentally. But, you know, shit like that scars people, especially getting into the psyche of, like, a homicidal maniac.
So, yeah.
I don't know. I hope they do more. I think it's really well done. And I know Matt Reeves has said that there are other early villain shows that they're working on to fill in the backstory for some of this stuff, but...
Oh, please be King Tut. Please be King Tut.
Egghead?
Oh, Egghead. Egghead would be awesome. Oh, my God. Stanley Tucci is Egghead.
Oh, there you go.
That'd be fantastic.
You know, they tease the Joker in the first movie of Batman.
Yeah.
And it would be an interesting idea to explore how he gets into Arkham, especially since it's not Batman that puts him there originally.
Yeah.
And he's scarred and he's all kind of like, he's very fucked up. And like that journey would be interesting if they did it in this vein of like grounded reality, because it was a background that we didn't get for Heath Ledger's Joker. And not that the Joker necessarily needs to have a background, but if they can make it interesting, like, why not? You know, and not in the way that they did it with Joaquin Phoenix.
Right.
An actual good story. Because that was all just a victim of circumstance, like, stuff.
Yeah.
Have you watched any of the new Star Trek Lower Decks?
No, I didn't realize it was on already.
Yeah, they released two episodes this past week.
Okay. I'll have to catch up on that.
Okay. So what new things did you watch?
Netflix has a Tomb Raider animated series.
Really?
With Hayley Atwell as Lara Croft.
Oh.
And it I've only watched the first episode, but it seems really cool. There's a lot of, you know, of the adventuring for some artifact and her you know, her other life as kind of a socialite, and I really liked it. I think it's like 8 episodes or something.
What kind of art style does it have?
It feels like a Marvel show.
Oh, okay.
So it's as well done as weekly TV animation can be.
Right.
I think, you know, it's not amazing, but they still get away with doing some cool stuff.
Okay.
But yeah, I would definitely check it out if you were a fan of Tomb Raider.
I never played the games. I've seen some of the movies, though.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's kind of it's very cool. I think it is worth checking out.
Okay.
The other thing I watched is Nautilus.
Oh, okay. Where did you find that?
It's on Amazon.
Oh,
Amazon
okay.
Prime. Yeah.
I never go to the Amazon Prime video stuff unless I know there's something there. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really well done. It's an origin story, basically starting with how Nemo gets the Nautilus, and it's a period piece. Obviously, it takes place, you know, in the same world as parts of the Caribbean, you know, the East and West India trading companies are both part of this, and. The production design is really nice. The ship is reminiscent of the Disney version,
okay,
but different enough to be unique. It's very steampunky.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, it's got a really interesting cast. I don't want to give anything away, so I won't say too much about it, but yeah.
I'm looking for it, and I don't see it anywhere.
You don't? Did I find it somewhere else?
Let me actually search for it. Nautilus. Oops. Were you using a VPN?
No.
I don't see it.
Watch Nautilus, Amazon Prime's megabucks retelling of Jules Verne's 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea. Yeah, the trailer's got a big Prime logo on it. Maybe I got it early? I don't know. That's weird.
Where can I watch Nautilus? Watch Nautilus.
Oh, you know, maybe I did have my VPN on. Because I clicked on the Prime Video link and it says this title may not be available to watch from your location.
Oh, okay.
So just pretend you're Australian.
Yeah, I will.
But yeah, it's really well done.
Nice.
Yeah.
So is the shape of the ship like the Disney one? Or do they...
It is similar to that.
Okay.
It is similar, but it's not identical.
Right.
And basically, it's a... it's an adventure series. They're trying to escape the company,
right?
And they run into different people and locations along the way. It's yeah, I think it's very cool.
Okay. Well, I watched my first network television show in several years.
Okay. George and Mandy's First Marriage?
No. High Potential?
Yes.
It's a police procedural.
Elizabeth Olsen?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I
Elizabeth Caitlin, which Olsen is it?
Caitlin Olsen, and I don't think she's not related
to she's not?
The twins and Elizabeth, no.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, so she plays a cleaning lady in the first episode for the LAPD and looks at a crime board and changes it, and then she's thrust into this world as a consultant. I really loved CSI back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
And so I saw a commercial where she basically talks through why she changed the board, and I was like, that's it was an interesting way they would show like a chair and then somebody would pop in and be tied to it, and then they were like, no, it can't be that, so that they'd pop out and somebody else would pop in. And the little things that they do like that, I find really interesting and make it fun. It's not just here's somebody who died, so we need to solve this case. It's more entertaining than that.
Yeah.
And I really like it. There's, I don't know if it's the first episode or not, but there's, they realize that these two people went to a town somewhere and they're like, but the only thing there is a water park, and it cuts to a shot of them coming down water slides, but like in formal wear, and it's just for like 3 seconds and then it's gone. And then it's like, okay, that's entertaining. Like, I love the fact that they actually went out to somewhere with the actors, dressed them up and sent them down a water slide just for a couple of seconds. But every single episode is like that, and I really enjoy it.
Yeah, I think I've seen, I saw the pilot.
Yeah.
And then I saw another, I don't know if I saw like the third episode and missed the second or something. But yeah, that's definitely something that I'm kind of watching when I have time.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, I haven't watched network television in years because I just don't find any of it kind of entertaining anymore. And this was just different enough where I was like, well, let me give this a shot. So I would recommend it if you like police procedurals.
The new Matlock is really good.
Okay, so what is this? What's the gist of this? Like, I know there were all those commercials that were like, don't tell your friends, but like, spoil me.
Okay, so it's not really what the commercials are saying.
Okay.
So Kathy Bates' character is, she's a wealthy woman, lost her daughter to, I want to say it was like an opioid addiction.
Okay.
And she used to be a lawyer. So she goes undercover at the law firm that they lost their court case against the pharmaceutical company for the daughter's death for.
Okay.
So the whole, you know, my name's Matt, you know, Matty Matlock, just like the TV show, no relation. It's like, yeah, it has nothing to do with the TV show whatsoever. And Kathy Bates is so freaking good in this.
Okay.
Because she plays an older woman whose husband died and left her penniless, and she lost her house, and she's raising her grandson, and, you know, she's got this whole sob story, backstory connected to it. And she's trying to basically weasel her way into this law firm.
Okay.
And yeah, it's, I mean, I think there've only been like 3 or 4 episodes, but it is so freaking good because it's got a lot of that. You know, there's an episode where she needs to get her boss's passcode for, I forget what, for her phone, so she can like break into it. And the way she goes about doing it is like, you don't realize that this is all planned until the very end.
Okay.
It's like, she, you know, there's this whole thing about, you know, if you're allowed X amount of dollars on overtime to get Uber Eats. And she's like, so could I get 2 meals for that much money here? Or can I only get 1 meal? And, you know, it just sounds like, oh, it's an old woman who's trying to, you know, work the system.
Right.
And ultimately at the end, the whole thing was part of a ruse to get her boss's passcode.
Huh, okay.
And I'm not going to say anything else because the way they do it is so freaking clever.
Okay.
And then another one is Elspeth.
All right.
Elspeth was a lawyer, and now she's a consultant for the New York City Police Department, and she's kind of quirky and weird. And the actress is Carrie Preston, who's married to Michael Emerson.
Okay.
And within the first 5-10 minutes of the episode, you know who the murderer is. But the whole thing is, how do they get to the point of revealing that person?
Oh, okay.
And it's really weird done. And they're all kinds of quirky characters. There's a, 'cause it's filmed in New York. There's like a lot of Broadway people who pop up on it. Like Gina Gershon was on it last season and she was really good. it's another procedural, but it's very different from the rest.
Okay.
I think. But yeah, those three are really, really good programming.
Yeah, I'm surprised that like most network TV is shit, so.
Oh, it is. It is. And you know, you get the Golden Bachelor, the Golden Bachelorette, and all that bullshit reality TV, which is all scripted.
Right.
But yeah, there's some bright spots. Definitely.
I do appreciate that I can watch it all off of Disney Plus, even if I have to watch commercials. Like, at least I know
right
where I can go to find it all now.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's one thing that Disney Plus has going for it.
Yeah.
It is very weird that I get recommended like horror films on Disney Plus, because that was never seemed like the intention.
Yeah, like that show Grotesquerie that I mentioned last week is keeps popping up, and it's like, okay, I realize I have to put my code in to access my menu, but it's still kind of weird. You don't expect it.
Yeah.
You know, you're expecting the 24/7 Hocus Pocus channel.
God. Yeah, very, very interesting streaming times.
Yeah.
I am pleased that they didn't section off Disney Plus, and you know, Disney Plus was one thing, but then you had to add Pixar and Marvel and Star Wars in. Like, I'm glad they didn't do tiers.
Oh, I'm sure they thought of it.
I'm sure they did, but I'm sure that they figured out that like that wasn't going to be a thing.
Right. They need to be careful, because Disney's not getting a lot of good press.
No.
So they need to be really careful what their moves are, because they're going to get slammed.
Yeah, they definitely need some positivity.
Yeah. Apparently pass holder tickets for Epic Universe have already sold out.
Really?
I think they're on sale for a week, maybe 2 weeks.
Tell me how the economy is in the shitter.
Yeah, exactly. With the number of Teslas and Cybertrucks I see on the road.
Between that and it was reported that the first game of the World Series a couple of days ago in LA, there was not a ticket. Like the lowest price ticket was like $1,600.
Jesus Christ.
And the stadium was full. And it's like, tell me how the economy's hurting. Tell me, like, explain it to me, because as long as I see sporting events, wrestling matches, theme parks being full, you can't tell me that we're in a recession. Because that...
No. And down here, the Republicans are leaning hard into how bad the economy is.
Where?
And apparently right here in Florida. Because apparently gas prices are 50% higher than anywhere else in the world.
What's your gas price?
And food prices are 26% higher. And mortgages have almost doubled. It's like, really, honey? Your mortgage doubled. Show me the paperwork, okay?
Shouldn't they be working on, instead of like this, like the insurance companies that have pulled out and like jacking up the rates?
Oh, no. We're not going to upset those people. Those people pay for our ads. That's our bread and butter, Chris. Come on.
Yeah. See, this is all bullshit, man. I don't understand.
I mean, all of it is. All of it is. There's got to be a way out.
I told you, Ireland.
Oh, hope it's coming soon.
It'd be nice if, like, Biden in the last month of his presidency was like, all right, here's all the shit that I'm going to do now that the Supreme Court says that is okay.
Yeah. It's, yeah. I don't want to end this on a downer, so. That's all I got to say. All
right.
Vote, you bastards, vote.
No, we definitely need to vote. Everybody needs to go out. And it doesn't matter who you vote for. I mean, just vote. Like, use your civil rights to make your voice heard either way.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know, if you want to vote for the end of democracy, you can. But don't fucking complain if the other person wins.
But I tell you, if democracy dies, I'm coming after you.
We're going to find you all. We're getting a list.
Yep.
Jeez. That'd be funny.
Yeah.
The Dance Monkey Dance Hit Squad.
There you go.
There's these guys that I listen to in a podcast. They're at the door with weapons.
There's people in masks on the door, and they just said, Dance Monkey Dance. What does that mean?
One has a Darth Vader helmet, and the other has a Mandalorian helmet. What is going on? They have baseball bats with barbed wire wrapped around them. What are we going to do?
You know, that would definitely make for an interesting underground film. Just call it 2026.
We'd probably be infringing somewhat on Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back.
Yeah.
Because at the end of that movie, they buy a list of everybody that spoke shit about them on the internet, and then they go and they beat them up.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, it's a very short scene at the end of the movie, but
because
they're like, what are you going to do now with all this money that you have from this movie? And so it cuts to them like having bought the list and they're beating everybody up. You know, it's silly, but you know, when Kevin Smith made entertaining films long, long time ago.
Yeah, well, I'm looking forward to seeing Dogma come back out.
I mean, it is an interesting film just from the perspective of, like, who he got to be in it.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, anytime that you can see George Carlin act in something, no matter what it is.
Right.
You know. I'd love to know his stance on the world as it is today. I think it'd be very entertaining.
Oh, I'm sure.
All right. Well, you got anything else for this week?
No. No? I think that's it.
All right. Well, if you want to get in touch with us, you can always send us an email at info@dancemonkeypodcast.com. You can follow us on Facebook and YouTube and let us know you're listening. So until next week, this is Chris.
This is John.
Have a good week.
Siempre hay que separar las drogas.